what is Easter? Or maybe the better question is, what does Easter mean to you? Is it a day? Is it an event? A holiday? A celebration? An event in history? What does Easter mean to you? Now let's be very honest for a moment, because we might be challenged by this question or ignoring it altogether. Something drew us here. Something brought us to tonight. Maybe it's because someone brought you here or forced you to come. Maybe because you had an inkling in your heart. Maybe because you're desiring something. Regardless, something brought us here, because at the depth of all of our hearts, this day is important for some reason. Even if it's just because we get to go home and pick up Easter eggs afterwards, or maybe because we have a big feast coming up, something is valuable about today that transcends all those normal things we're used to. Why? Because we are looking for the resurrection. We too want to experience it. And I'm arguing that for a lot of us, we haven't really experienced it. It doesn't quite make sense. Still, Easter is just a day of the year, a holiday, something we have, and it passes us by. But Easter is not supposed to be that way. Easter is supposed to be something we live day in and day out. Every day we can experience the joy of the resurrection, the joy of what Easter brings. The question is, how do we get there? Let's start. First of all, one thing we have to remember, the first way we experience the resurrection is by reminding ourselves that the resurrection always points somewhere else. It points upward. It points us out of the world into something to come. It points us out of the challenges and distresses of the world to remind ourselves there's something greater to come. It's heaven. The resurrection always points us to heaven. Where are we, however? And why do we not experience the resurrection now? The answer is very simple. The world around us looks dark. It looks horrible. Time and again, people keep coming to me with complaints about the world. Now, there's lots of them. We can complain about lots of things. Everything looks horrible right now. Why? Because we're stuck in it. We're stuck in the world as it is. But that's the problem. The resurrection points us out of it. It says to us, all this will pass away. All the challenges, social, political, whatever, they're going to go away. But where will we be? That's the question. It's not what's going to be left, because nothing's going to be left. What's left is us and our faith. The resurrection tells us that at the end of all things, when everything is summed up in God, as Jesus made clear by rising from the dead, all that remains is faith, hope, and charity. So where should our minds be? If we want to experience the resurrection, we have to remind ourselves all this passes away. What endures is faith, belief in God, realization that He has permeated everything, hope, a belief in something to come, and a reality of hope in His salvation, and charity, something we often forget today, that love is still there. The second way we experience the resurrection is that Jesus reminds us there's more than what we see. And the more that we see is something we often forget. That's truth, goodness, and beauty. These three things the resurrection reminds us of. Think of where our world is today and why these things are such a challenge. Where is truth? We heard that yesterday with Pilate when he announces after Jesus's condemnation, what is truth? Well, that's where the problem is. Truth is relative. It's whatever I want it to be. My truth is what I want the world to look like, what I want it to become, what I want to show it. Where does that lead us? Nowhere. We're stuck. We're stuck in a place in which we can't ever encounter it. We can't ever work together. We can't agree on something. There's no common ground through which we can actually work towards something good. We're stuck. That's the problem with relativistic truth. It gets us nowhere. However, Jesus shows us in his resurrection that truth is something beyond us. It's the very fabric of the universe. Everything is imbued with logic. It works. It has its systems. It has its ways. We can't change that, however much we want to change truth. It's there. And the beauty of it is, if we all recognize that one truth, we have a commonality. We can work together. We can work towards something. That's the value of the resurrection. It gives us hope in being able to work together. Beauty. If you've ever seen something truly beautiful, you know where I'm going. Something truly beautiful gets us out of ourselves into almost another way of living, another way of seeing the world. True beauty inspires, encourages, propels us into the mystery of life itself. Not just reflects back on us and says, look, that's kind of where I'm at, or that makes me feel comfortable, or now I see myself differently. No, true beauty propels us out of this world into something greater. And that's what the resurrection's about. Beauty. God is beauty. He is wonderful to behold. He is a majesty beyond understanding. And that's why we must focus on this. Beauty is wonderful and good. Lastly, goodness. I think we all agree that usually our news and media project the world in a very negative way, almost as if it's dark and this foreboding cloud covers over it. That's not what we believe. We believe quite the opposite, and to search for it is very difficult. There is goodness out there. There's lots of goodness. Time and time again, we see all these different charitable events, people helping each other out, things that just overshadow the darkness of the world with a cloud of light. It's beautiful and wonderful when we see that goodness. The challenge is we have to search for it. We have to find it. We have to look for it. We have to hunt for it. It's not easy to find today because we prefer to see the darkness. But let's not do that. The resurrection teaches us the world is a better place. Our faith grows. We understand what Jesus did when we search for truth, beauty, and goodness. They are signs of the resurrection. The last way we experience the resurrection is conversion, the one we don't like to talk about. It has to change us. And the best example is in today's gospel. What a wonderful example. Here the disciples come to the tomb. What are they expecting? A dead body. What do they find? An empty tomb. What do the angels say? What's your problem? Did you not understand what Jesus said? Why are you looking in the tomb? He's not there. Go somewhere else. They didn't get it because it didn't make sense yet. They needed that conversion. We need that chance to realize I might be wrong. The world as I see it might be different. And by doing so, I realize there's something greater. That aspect of conversion can really guide us to realize that God is something wonderful and calls us to change ourselves into something even better, the way He wants us to be. Conversion is an essential part of really understanding the power of Jesus' resurrection. Now, these are all nice and good, but I ultimately state that our challenge is experiencing it again and again and again. How do we experience the resurrection? Well, the best example I can use for you is actually the Eucharist. How often do we come to Mass and see bread and wine, and then see bread and wine, and then see bread and wine? That's the challenge we have. We have veiled ourselves in such a way where we only see what we want to see. We see the present before us, which looks like bread and wine, which is what the disciples saw when they went to the tomb. There's nothing there. This is boring. But when we want to experience the resurrection, it's the Eucharist that teaches us best. Because it's not bread and wine anymore. It's not what we expect. It's not what we assume the world would be. It's now His resurrected flesh, a mystery beyond us. And if we can see past that veil and recognize that every time we come to Mass, we experience the resurrection. Every time we come to Mass, we know Jesus rose from the dead. Every time we see the Eucharist with eyes of faith that says, this is no longer bread, this is no longer wine, this is His resurrected flesh, we know He is risen from the dead, and everything else flows from that. So, my brothers and sisters, let us experience the resurrection anew. Not just today. This is the start of it, a renewal in our experience of Jesus rising from the dead. But to continually experience that every day. Every Sunday is a day of the resurrection. Every time we encounter conversion, we experience the resurrection. Every time we see goodness, truth, and beauty, we encounter Jesus' resurrection. And every time we realize this is not the end of all things, there's something greater to come, we realize the power of the resurrection. So let us live it anew. Do we really want to experience it? We want to know for certain that Jesus rose from the dead.